Everybody, happy Monday. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan. Welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. I'm back, and ladies and gentlemen, the Queens are looking amazing, like extra amazing tonight. I'm back with my girl, Vivica A. Fox. What's up, girl?
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, pretty, always working. You in another country booked. I see you.
I made it.
We ain't gonna give it away, but you doing your thing. Also doing her thing, and I love the hair tonight. The beautiful Lisa Ray. What's up, girl? I love the look.
You get from one beauty to a next. Hey,
you look pretty.
Oh, thank you. I feel pretty. You know, it's birthday vibes happening. So, you know.
Yes, that's right. We may be. Well, I'm trying to come through. So, okay. And last but certainly not least, always looking glam and beautiful, our lovely Selena Johnson. What's up, girl?
Hey, what's going on, party people?
What's happening? Everybody looks so cute tonight. And I'm your host, Claudia Jordan. I'm out here in Atlanta. So, Selena, I got to see you while I'm out here. We got to definitely link up and go get some pasta or something. Go hang out.
Yes, honey. But let me just let y'all get into my little outfit. So, remember last week when I was trying to find Lisa Ray's birthday gift? All down to the mail. It was in my office in the bag, and I did not know it had already come, honey. So I am wearing Lisa Ray's outfit that she bought me for my birthday. She got it from Be Fine, and it's a captain, and it's cute because she came to my show, and ooh. I wear these in my show. So yeah. That's why it's special, because she knows that this is one of my costume changes. I change into captains. So she knows I love them. So thank you, Lisa Ray. I love you. I love it. It's beautiful. And blue is my color. Z5. But yes.
Okay.
Come on. Give a cookie. Let them know.
Well, Selena, we're going to celebrate your birthday when we hang out. Okay. I'm going to get you drunk this week. So you're going to talk about it next Monday.
That always works. We can talk about our time. We can go get out, eat on.
All right, ladies, like always, we're here to dish about everything trending in our timelines. And later on the show, we're opening up our queendom to the host of Foxo's relationship special, Chem Ministry, Chanel Scott. Ladies, Are y'all sipping on something tonight or not? What we doing? We drinking or not?
Well, tea. I have something. I know I have tea too tonight because I'm on set here working in Ottawa. So I got my Vivica. I might have something special in this cup, but I'm going to tell y'all. Okay. I got some tea. Well,
I have real tea in honor of Lisa Ray's birthday, okay? Actual tea, because she always got the tea. So we teeing it up tonight.
I got the tea. I got everybody having the tea, and we're going to dish the tea.
Well, I just got a little ghetto water bottle. They don't want me to show it on the show because we're supposed to be classy-based. So I'm just going to sip it between the commercial breaks. Plus, I've been drinking on set all day working on this movie. So, yeah.
Come on, movie. Booked and busy.
All right, ladies, let's kick the show off with some Black Girl Magic. Congratulations to Beyonce for being inducted into the Guinness World Record Hall of Fame. Beyonce secured more than a dozen entries in the World Records book. The entries include the first act to debut at number one with their first six studio albums, the highest annual earnings for a female singer, and most current Twitter engagements, retweets for a female musician. What are your thoughts on this accomplishment for Beyonce? Let's start with our resident musician, Miss Selena Johnson. What do you think about this and all these records?
Listen, when you're great, you just continue doing great things. I mean, it is what it is. Beyonce is phenomenal, and you just can't take it away from her. You just can't. You could try to hate, but you would actually be a hater. I mean, she really is that girl, and just every single time, you know, reinventing herself, she deserves everything that God got for her child. So this ain't really nothing new. Like her getting, you'd be like, oh, Beyonce in the Guinness book again. Oh, okay, yeah, that's normal. Like that's her norm, being great.
That's right. Okay, Lisa Ray, what you think about this?
I just love the way that she does everything by herself as a strong woman. We've watched her grow up as a wife, as a partner. They don't give a doggone what you say about them. They are pleading the fifth. And I think a lot of us can take a little, you know, message from them and say, okay, I want to have a little bit of that. I'm a little bit of jealous and a little bit of envious and all a little bit of greatness for her, because I just love to see it. And it gives us something for us to be able to, you know, move towards ourselves and say, you know what? She did it. So can I. So bravo, girl. Bravo.
Okay. And last but not least, Vivica, what you think?
I am so proud of Beyonce. To those that hate it, remember back in the day how much they used to give her a hard time when she was in Destiny's Child, that, you know, for a while there, she was the one that everybody just was like, oh, they got kicked out of the group because of her daddy. Beyonce separated herself, figured out herself as a solo artist, then started working with her husband and became a mega, mega superstar, then rose above that and has just broken records. And when she puts out albums, they're self-produced. And so I commend Beyonce for never letting anyone stop her destiny. Keep on making it do what it do, Beyonce. And congratulations, Queen. You are truly the best of the best.
All great things from all three of you ladies. I just want to add real quick. I mean, I love how she's been able to be so mainstream, like perhaps the most mainstream artist out there, and still be unapologetically Black and embrace that and be able to put that on and the Super Bowl and in her shows. And she does not shy away from that. It does wonders for every little Black girl and boy watching, and adults. We like, yes, girl, there's no whitewashing and watering down. And I love that about her.
She shared the stage too, because remember when she did that Super Bowl and she bought out Destiny Child and they just woo woo and jumped up. It was like, yes, girl, because she know where she is. Nobody has to convince her of where she is. She knows that. So she doesn't mind sharing the stage. And I just love that. Like, she's just great. She's just wonderful.
She's just true. She's a Virgo. Okay.
No, but she got it from her mama.
Okay. She's the Capricorn. Okay.
Miss T.
She's true.
Yes.
She's true to what she wants. And what people don't know about Beyonce is that she is a creative, a constantly creative. And a lot of these ideas and looks, they're curated by her brain. Like she gets inspiration from other things. Like, we already know that. But the true tea is she is the leader of all her creative concepts. Like, she's just a perfectionist. And that's why she's so great, because she loves immensely what she does.
Yeah.
So she never works a day in her life because she loves it so much. Yeah.
It shows. All right, moving on. In the news of shady politics, just days after Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, confirmed that the borders are secure in this country, Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent two buses full of migrants to her Washington, D.C. doorstep. Check out this video.
Wow.
I want to ask y'all what you think about what Governor Abbott did, but I want to say something real quick because I live in Texas and I cannot stand this man. I just want to say this. First of all, she's a politician, she's vice president, and she's, you can say, a celebrity. And this is a safety thing as well, to just send, let everybody know this woman's address, that's vice president. Like, just let everybody just roll up at her place like that. And I just feel like he's trying so hard to throw a Hail Mary to get attention and just throw a dog whistle and red meat to the racist extreme right that like loves this kind of stuff. And how are you forcing these migrants on buses? It's just giving kidnapping. It's giving slavery. It's giving me flashbacks of that. It's very triggering what they're doing, just packing people up on buses with their kids and lying and saying, oh, you're going to Cleveland. And then I'm dropping you off there.
Nope, nope, nope. Let me tell you something. He didn't force them on that bus because they probably thought that if they did not get on the bus, that they would go to jail. So they felt like the bus was the safest place. But you're absolutely right. Dangerous.
Right.
That's for him to send anybody to her house. You know what I mean? I don't want to say just because she's a female, but like you said, she's a public figure. You know what I mean? It's a safety precaution. It's so disrespectful.
So disrespectful. Vivica, what do you think about this?
Desperate times call for desperate measures. And there's something else I really like to say, but I'm going to keep it nice because they told us certain words we can't say. But it starts with the F, and then the boy tendencies is just what I'd really love to say. So kind of do the math on that. Mm-hmm. I found this to be so disappointing, so desperate, so despicable, so... If I could find some more D words to throw on him, I would. I was just shocked at this, that first of all, you misled those immigrants who are just trying to find a life, for their families and to take care of their families, and that you would try this cartoonish, stupid rhetoric to play with these humans like that, and to do it. Would you have done that if the Vice President of the United States was a white Republican? No, you would not have. So, you know, the disrespect, it was just low. It was beyond low. And I hope he pays a price for this. And I hope that he lose voters and credit, because if that's how low y'all got to go, shame on y'all.
Agreed. Selena, what do you think, Selena?
I just have one question. Can we build a wall for racist white men? Is this some kind of wall, a concentration camp that can be built specifically for white assholes? I'm sick of it. It's blatant racism. I was reading about it, and how his statement was, you know, there's a crisis with safety because of the overflowing of immigrants. So you're just basically saying that because they're immigrants and because they're of a different nationality than yours, that they're automatically dangerous. That, first of all, is very racist. That's old. That's out the old school racist playbook. So that's, first of all, a fool. Second of all, putting people on a bus, it's like you said, Claudia, it's giving trafficking, it's giving kidnapping, it's giving racism. It's a complete fool. And why you didn't send it to Biden's house? Why you send it to the Black woman's house?
Say it.
Why you ain't send it somewhere else? So sending it to her house, like that's where she conduct business. You actually look a fool. That's a fool. And they need to build a wall for you. They need to build a wall for racist white men. I need the wall or some kind of camp or something for them. Some kind of jail or something.
You know what's funny? They complain on one hand and say, oh, the birth rates are going down for white people in America, and we don't have enough employees to fill all the jobs, and we need to stop abortion because we need more people here. And then when more brown people come here, you want to ship them out of here. You know, not those people. We want the white ones. Let me just say this. Y'all gladly and excitedly open the borders for white Russians to come over here and give birth and have anchor babies. And Melania, you Slovenia, whatever you are, you one of them as well. Come on over, have anchor babies. But when they brown and when they apply for asylum legally, like these people are not illegal immigrants. These are people who came and went through the process at the border to apply for asylum. And they said, oh, we got jobs for you in Cleveland or New York. And then they sent them where they sent them. And then Abbott and the other F boy in Florida, DeSantis, they're in cahoots. Abbott's sending his migrants over to Florida, and then they're sending them in a plane, spending $12 million of the taxpayers' money while your kids, your teachers don't have enough money for school supplies. My two teacher friends are buying their own school supplies, but you found $12 million to pull this stunt and send them to Martha's Vineyard. And you look damn dumb as hell when the kind liberal people in Martha's Vineyard that are wealthy said, oh my God, we're going to take care of these people. Let's bring them food and shelter. They were sympathetic. So it backfired in your face and you look like dumbasses. I cannot wait for this election. Everybody in Texas, join me in voting for Beto O'Rourke so we can roll his ass up out of here, Greg Abbott. Hot Wheels.
I know that's right.
Not Hot Wheels.
Okay. I'm sick of you. You know, listen, a tree fell on him when he was running, and that's why he's in a wheelchair. God, don't make no mistakes.
Oh, that's wrong.
Now.
Well,
the views expressed by me just now are not of those of the ladies. They're mad at me, so get mad at me about that. Get mad at me. Because
it's my views. Everything before the tree is my views too. I share them views too.
That's called a dish served very cold.
Listen,
FM.
Got them together, honey.
All right, we're going to talk about this Tyrese story. Girls, he is crying again, and he got to pay some child support. And he put something super shady on social media involving a woman getting hurt. You're going to find out all about it when we come back with this break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Now, if I went too far on my little tree commentary, pray for me. The Lord knows my heart and my soul. I'm trying to be a better human being. Selena, maybe we can go to church while I'm down here in Atlanta. You can help me out here. I'm trying to be a better woman.
It's cool.
Forgive me, Father.
Sometimes it just slips. You know,
but I meant it though with my chest. But I just want to say sorry. But I did mean
your
it.
Your chest meant it, but your head didn't. That's all. Your heart didn't. Your heart didn't, but your chest and head did.
Oh, speaking of hearts and heads, Tyrese, he's speaking from the heart, man. He is upset again. Tyrese is throwing shots at his ex-wife, Samantha, after he was ordered to pay her $10,000 per month in child support. Now, Tyrese posted a now-deleted video of a woman falling into the ocean with this message to his ex-wife. Samantha really thought she pulled it off. God don't like ugly. 15 blatant lies under penalty of perjury, drug my name and reputation in the mud, and drug an unexpected divorce into 2 years. What do y'all think about what Tyrese posted? And do men have a harder time breaking up from a bad breakup? Let's start with you, Vivica. What do you think about this story?
Not those hands. When those hands come out.
Right.
Get it all together.
When these happen, come it's out ready right. to get weird.
Okay, I'll go.
She can't take it.
She's giving us the silent treatment. Maybe that's what she means, just silence. And I can stand with you on that, Vivica, because it's like Tyrese, and Tyrese is a personal friend of mine, you know. I just think that sometimes the social media stuff and just telling your business is too much, but you paying $1,000, like this woman, you all have a child together. You spent time together. You once upon a time said you loved her. I know how bad breakups can be. Hey, I get it. And I can't understand why he wants to drag her, because he has been looking like crazy in the media, on social media himself, and why he want to do this again and again and again. I just don't understand it. But I mean, you know, take care of your child. That's the end of the day. And if the mom is not okay, then the child is not going to be okay, because she has to take care of the child. The child is not with you. It's with the mother. I don't get that. I don't understand that. I'm going to have to call him. Expect to call him.
Maybe he can come on the show and he can talk to us about this. I have questions. Selena, what would you ask Tyrese if he was here? What do you think?
I have questions as well. But I also read that she did lie about some things. So she did perjure herself and, you know, about some of the things, about his finances, even though his math wasn't mathing in the court when the judge was like, bruh, you said you didn't have no money. And he was like, everything got tied up in investments. He hit him with the Ike Turner. But I think that, you know, just go ahead and make sure that the kid is straight. You know what I'm saying? Also, if the woman has been taking care of your kid, just make sure that she's straight. You know, you got a lot of cheese. Now, one of the things, though, that I do kind of give Tyrese a little bit of, I do have empathy for, and I know this might not have anything to do with anything. As just me personally, if I was dealing with a Tyrese, if I was dealing with Tyrese in court, and we're going back and forth over a little, you know, money, you know, because that's what this is about. I might have, after his mother passed away, to COVID like that, in front of everybody, and how he, you know, how sad that was. And this is just me. Everybody can disagree. It's fine. I probably would have called him up on the side as his ex-wife and been like, listen, let's just come to an agreement. You pay this, pay that. Like, let's just get out of this court thing. Because that had to be so stressful to the point, it could probably have swayed his judgment. He could be bitter from that. He could be bitter from just that whole situation, losing his mama like that. And I'm not saying that is the reason why he's a fool. No, but I don't know. Just being in court for a long time and y'all got one child is kind of odd. You know what I'm saying? Like, just finish this shit and move on. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. That's why I got questions too. Like, just come on. Why they can't just finish it and find an agreement?
This shows you the importance of a prenup when things are in happier times. The person you were in the beginning, when he was on social media calling her his beautiful black queen and his Nubian goddess and all that, which he probably meant at the time. I believe Tyrese is probably a hopeless romantic. You know, that's when, unfortunately, you got to have those conversations, get it in writing. So when it goes bad, which was 55% of the time, it does go bad and end in divorce, right? It's already in place because you're not going to negotiate now. Now that 10 grand gonna hit different, but when you know, you already have it on paper when things are good, it's nothing to fight about. But this is his second divorce. And, the first wife, there was some dragging with that as well. And I just hope that Tyrese maybe in his next relationship, because I do believe he'll fall in love again and want to get married again. I do, like I said, believe he's a lover and a hopeless romantic. Maybe you don't share this with us on social media, because when it goes bad so quickly, here we are talking about you. We don't really want to, but, we do have to discuss this. And it's like not a good look to keep on happening. And then the meme you posted of her falling in the water on the rocks of the lady, it was almost as mean as me wanting Greg Abb.
It's fine.
It's all right, Claudia. Move on.
You can continue. It's fine.
It's all good.
I feel you, Tyrese. I try to control myself and I fall short as well. Tyrese, come to the show, please. Lisa Ray, she's going to hook it up for us. Hold up. Breaking news. Do we have some breaking news?
He posted
his new boo on IG. Yeah. Already? Oh,
no.
Well, she's not really new. They were together and then they broke up and now they're back together. But they've been in this divorce for like 2 years. They've been going through this divorce for 2 years. So it's not like he just got rid of her, just broke up and now he got a new person, So this is the last girlfriend. They broke up and now they're back together.
I was nervous, y'all. Oh, I thought we was going to get another.
Right. Is he all right?
Zelly Timothy. That's her name. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
if I'm not saying it right, I don't know. Zelly.
Right. Speaking of men that express themselves and show emotion on social media, 50 Cent is suing plastic surgeon Angela Kogan and her business Perfection Plastic Surgery over allegations that she used a photo of him to falsely suggest that he had penile enhancement surgery. 50 Cent's attorneys claim he graciously agreed to just take a picture with the doctor, only to later discover she had allegedly repeatedly used it to promote her plastic surgery practice. What are your thoughts on these allegations? And you know who I'm going to first.
Vivica.
Well, what's her name, the surgeon?
Angela.
Angela, you lying. That's all I'm going to say. Angela, if that's the one thing I know that's true. He didn't have to get no enhancement. He good.
Oh, have mercy.
Yes, Connie. So I'm with him. Listen, the one time I'm with him on that one. I'm with him when he's right on that one. It's all good.
He seems like he's got big D energy.
He does. Yeah. That's why he act a fool all over the internet.
I don't know nothing about
his members. I don't know nothing about this man's Johnson and members, but I tell you what, girl, ain't nobody took no picture with you because you did some surgery on them and their penis. Ain't no man finna be like, look at my penis. Nobody's doing that, girl. You lying. You lying, girl. That's lying. You lying.
Not like him. Not him. Not the man he is.
He don't have to. What for what? He good.
Yeah, really? Vivica told us.
Vivica, hey, listen.
She got the facts. And the receipts.
I saw the post and I saw what she tried to do. So she was actually advertising like this facial laser thing, right? But in it, she also mentions the penile surgery, which of course is going to lead people. Because of course, I never believed it. I thought that she was trying to reach and include, maybe he did have a facial, just met her or whatever, and throw that in there. Because she put listen, if I'm going somewhere for a facial or for a laser, let's not talk about the penile thing as well. It's almost like you ever go to them little donut shops in Hollywood, it'd be like donuts and dry cleaning. Let's focus on the one thing.
So you said he happened to run into a facial and a penile implant.
Right. He got getting noodles at the gas station. Right.
That's why y'all got to watch as celebrities when y'all go places and people offer y'all, I'll give you this treatment, just do me a favor, take a picture with me. You have to make sure everything that somebody trying to offer you for free, you got to watch who and what they say and how they use your name and image as a celebrity. You really do.
Now, there are some celebrities that do need to go get that surgery, but we're not going to speak on that in this segment. That's for another queendom one of these days.
You haven't wanted to do any initials or? Okay, we going to keep it clean. We ain't trying to get in trouble tonight.
I'm already in trouble for today's show, so maybe on another show I will. All right, lady. What did you say, Lisa Ray?
Make it hotter. Go ahead. We can take all the tea.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. Margarita is a popular dance style in the South, especially at historically Black colleges and universities. But one college student has Twitter in uproar after creating a Margarita team at the university. Am I saying it wrong? Margarita, yes?
Major.
I'm sorry. I clearly went to a white school. My bad.
Doesn't mean you're any less Black.
My mom sent me to, I went to a little place in the outside of Cleveland. My bad. Majorette, I'm sorry. One college student has Twitter in uproar after creating a majorette team at the University of Southern California, which is a predominantly white school like I went to and didn't know about this. Okay, now one person tweeted, I'm perfectly fine standing on this hill by myself, but wanting HBCU culture at white schools instead of going to an HBCU is weird. Someone else tweeted, it's giving, I want HBCU culture, but desire PWI validation, predominantly white institution validation. What are your thoughts on this? Selena, let's go to you first. And thank you for correcting me on that. I was all the way off.
It's okay. If it was a white person that created these majorettes, maybe that's cultural appropriation. You know, maybe that's giving culture vulture. But because this is a Black woman, these are Black girls, it's not culture vulture because it's their culture too. And you can't tell them where to be Black. Like that's in their blood and in their spirit as well. And maybe that's an attempt to bring to the university some soul, some culture. These PWIs need to have majorettes. These PWIs need to have culture. They steal it and take it in any other place. So why not a Black girl bring it to a place where it's lacking? And who said, do HBCU colleges own majorettes? Is it is somewhere down to a patent? You know, that doesn't make sense. If it was white people doing it, then it would look odd. But because it's Black girls, it's saying, hey, look, we bring in our culture everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's bad at all. And I don't think, and this is that type of division that we need to stop doing. Stop doing that. This is division.
So the story was misleading. So I was believing it was white girls. So it's Black girls doing it at a white school instead of going to it. So maybe when they Black girls do it at the white school, they can call it Margarettes. And at the HBCUs, they can call it Majorettes.
No. Okay.
You know what? Here's the thing, though, for real. We are such trendsetters and we bring so much soul to anything that we do. You know, they want to be able to steal it anyway, but they want to be able to steal it in a way in which they bring it to us like it has never been thought of before. You know what I mean? They just don't want us to be the first ones to be able to say it. I just want that to just stop. Here's the thing. If you want to bring some more culture to your school and some more pizzazz to the school, let the kids do what they do. Let them be kids. Let them be vibrant. Let them live. Give them a life. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. And let them beat other cultures to the punch. Let them be the ones that create it and start spreading it to other universities. It doesn't have to just be exclusive to an HBCU. Being the experience on an HBCU campus, I would think is way more than just a majorette team.
All right, Vivica, anything before we go?
I'm gonna be all Black about this, okay? Sorry, I don't care. We fought hard for HBCUs to get put on the map, for the majorette to be kind of swinging their hair, doing the ponytails, doing the drop kicks, doing all of that. You understand what I'm saying? That's right. I had to do it because we fought hard for them sisters to get all the attention that they get right now. So no, if you want to shine and show the HBCU culture, go take yourself there and shine with them sisters. No, do not give it to USC. If they want to be predominantly white or whatever that is, let them have that. If you want to go to HBCU college, which is $24,000 cheaper, by the way, sister, go there. So I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. I'm all HBCU and giving them all the attention that them sisters can get.
Okay, for the statistics, though, I like it. Go ahead.
Henry Lester, the comment says, let them do the river dance at the predominantly white university.
Thank you. Sorry.
Not if they Black girls. I'm not doing no river dance. And I might have a full scholarship to a PWI. I'm supposed to just care. I'm just, that's the only place I can go. What if I didn't get accepted?
There's nothing for us being real proud about the shining of HBCU. I'm sorry.
I'm saying we should be able to be who we are wherever we go.
Oh my God, let's go. Okay, go, Timmy.
Hey, ladies.
That's not how Black people act.
We got to take a commercial break.
I said over there at the PW colleges.
Yeah, these are Black girls. These Black girls, though, they not white.
Right. So what? Go to HBCU and do all of that with the sisters.
We got to go to commercial, ladies.
Oh.
Flag on the play. We got to go to the break. Coming up next, the host of Fox Soul's Special to Ministry, Chanel Scott, will join us. Stay tuned. We're going to argue about the HBCU to do or not to do at the white schools when we are in commercial break. We'll be back.
Right. Okay,
Vivica versus Selena. Go ahead. Y'all go at it. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Woo, we was having a discussion. And Chad, they said Vivica's on her Black Power thing tonight. And Selena was not backing down about the PWIs. And
I went to
Vivica was about the HBCUs. And it's $24,000 cheaper. And they was going in.
It ain't cheaper, I tell you that.
Okay, welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. By now, you are all familiar with our queendom, which is the part of the show. We talk about our relationships and challenges we face in our own lives. Well, tonight, we decided to invite the host of Fox Soul's Relationship Special, 10-Minute Ministry, to join us. Please welcome Chanel Scott. Hey, Chanel.
Hey, girl. Hey, y'all. Hey, Lisa
well,
Ray.
Hi.
Welcome to our queendom. I understand you're having a party tonight in Atlanta. I wish I could come.
So everybody,
go check it out. Hey, let's get you in on this topic. Let's get right to it because we definitely want to hear your expertise on this. Here's tonight's topic. Is it possible to love your man but still miss having sex with your ex? Now, the topic was inspired by an article from H.O. Nicole called Dear H.O. Nicole, I love him but prefer sex with my ex. What do I do? Damn. Mm-hmm. Chanel, we gotta kick things off with you. What's your take on this question? What's a girl to do?
First of all, for a woman to come to the place where she says that she actually loves a man, that encompasses everything. So if she's thinking about the ex, then she has settled, number one. She has settled for this new dude. This dude is just a rebound dude. Because there's so many aspects to saying I love you, right? It's an issue of being fulfilled, right? She's not loving full. So no, I don't think that it's possible. I personally don't think that it's possible to love your man and be thinking about your ex unless you haven't taken the time to, number one, heal, or number two, you have settled for this new man.
What if the ex's sex is just so amazing, but he was like, ain't S-H-I-T dude.
But see, this is the thing. She should have had these things should have been worked out before she even got to the point where she's saying, I love you, mm-hmm. right? These are things that should have been discussed. These are things that should have been evaluated before she even got to that point. And if the sex was trash, then she should not be in a relationship with this person. She should have passed on him and waited until she met the right one, right? Because these are deal breakers. If it's to the point where she's thinking about the ex, this is a deal breaker because she could potentially creep back over and ruin what she currently has with this guy. Mm-hmm. So she had to follow it through. I think it's a settle.
I think it was H-O, I'm sorry, X-O Nicole. I keep spelling ho. What is on my mind tonight? I'm sorry. It's my bad. I have a migraine. It's not, I didn't mess up the girl's name. It's not H-O, it's X-O Nicole. Vivica, let's go to you next. What do you think about this? Is this possible?
Yes. I mean, it can happen. I mean, let's just keep it real. Sometimes somebody comes in and you go, wow, he really rocked my world. I get that. However, girlfriend, you do not need to be in a relationship with someone new proclaiming love like our girlfriend, our guest here tonight, Chanel, right? I'm sorry, yeah. Baby.
That's yeah. Okay, Chanel.
Like you said, you cannot be in a new relationship if you still back over there in left field. Because sooner or later, what you're going to do, you want something going to happen, you're going to creep, and you're going to ruin that new relationship with that good man that that you could have a wonderful future with. So I was going to ask Chanel this. Do you think that she should be honest with the new man that she's having these feelings and go into counseling?
I don't know if it's a counseling situation. I'm trying to figure out how she got to the point where she said, I love you. That's the part that I'm struggling with. Like, this is not that, that's not that.
So because maybe, I feel like sometimes that when you, you know, you can have great sex with somebody, but when you say love, love make you bubble and do things that you wouldn't do. Exactly. So even if you got to get in there and do a one-on-one teaching thing, that should be fun. That should be the curiosity killed the cat. That should be the love-making session. Mm-hmm. Make that booing feel like wonder. You know what I mean? So, I would question if she love him or not.
Exactly.
And we want to point out, and our social butterfly points this out, she didn't say the sex was trash. She just said the ex was better, you know, so it was just like mind blowing. So I do think that when you're in love with someone, it should make whatever that person's bringing great because you love them, you're in love. Selena, what do you think about this topic?
I'm on my Vivica. these hands. There are a lot of... Okay. There are a lot of layers to this. One, you know, the woman could be married and be reminiscing, and the marriage is starting to, you know, fizzle. You know, that there are moments in marriages where things get dull, you know, because the sex gets repetitive. And then you start to think of the other sex that was in another relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't love the person that you're with, or it could just be, hey girl, you just now started dating this guy. If you're, you know, haven't been dating the new guy that long, then you probably, you know, should reevaluate your thought process. But, you know, it's like what you said too, Claudia, we all have that one in the past, honey, that's got it all the way going on, but just ain't worth a damn. And so, you know, you can reminisce about moments, you know, you can have good memories that come from that. But like Lisa Ray said, you got to find the joy in teaching your partner how to love you, how to please you specifically in that relationship. And I think a lot of women are afraid to or immature to the concept of that. You know, you got to teach the people how to treat you. It's not going to be the same formula for every situation. You know what I'm saying? And for every relationship, you got to teach a man how to love you. But I'll tell you, when you do teach him how to love you the way that you want to be loved, you will, let me tell you something. That person will then be the greatest sex that you ever had, because then it will be something that you did together. And another thing, love is an action word. It's not this groovy feeling of, well, I love you. You have to want it. It's a choice. So if you love that person, you will choose to treat him, to teach him how to love you back. And you might feel those feelings, because emotions come and go, honey. But you'll know that what you have is the most solid thing if it's worth it.
Lean on your show, because she wants to be next to you so you can talk. She could talk too.
I'm just saying, y'all ask me the question. Don't get mad at the answers. Okay. This is what it is.
I agree. I don't think it's so cut and dry. I think there's definitely levels. I mean, maybe the person you fall in love with isn't the best sex you have, but he's still a great person in it. And I think when you get older, we should not be basing relationships based on, oh, you're the best sex I've ever had. That should be the best man you've ever had, the best person you've ever had.
Come on, man.
Me and my friends come talk about this, about girls that are still stigmatized in their 40s and 50s. We're like, how old are you? Like, mentally.
Okay.
Like, you are stigmatized at this age. Don't you know the best D's be coming with the most brokenness and most shiftlessness and laziness and issues?
Hello,
and records? Those be the best ones, but they're not good for you.
I agree with you on that, Claudia, for sure. The best ones are the ones that are broke and ain't got nothing going on.
They have to be good. They need a place to stay.
They have to be good.
They don't have a choice.
They need food and shelter.
Absolutely. But like she was saying, it's a broad topic. It's really when you start talking about love and, you know, and then the whole idea of thinking about the ex. There's so many layers to that, because like I was saying earlier, love encompasses so many different aspects of loving an individual. Like, you have to get into, okay, so what is it that you love about this person? What is it, you know, what do you love? And then when your mind starts to trickle over into the other whole other situation, then there
there has to be a breakdown, right, in that current situation for you to even start going over there, especially when you said, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the action word. Love is an action word. You got to choose to love the people. Like, you can't, it's not just, oh, I love you. You've got gray hair. You know, it's, if you got to, you got, that's why people got, that's why people be getting divorced, because as the relationship goes on, you have to choose to stay regardless of what is happening inside of that relationship. It's going to get tough. But that's what I'm saying. It's tough because, is this dating or is this a marriage? You know, there's different levels to the statement.
Well, Chanel, thank you so much. Before you go, can you please tell everyone what they can expect from your new relationship special tonight that's happening?
Wow. Well, this show that's coming up right after this show, your show is, we're talking about commitment. And we actually have one of our guests that you guys were talking about in the earlier segment, Zelly Timothy, which is now Tyrese's girlfriend. But when we did the show, they were on a break. Mm-hmm. So they were actually going through a break, and she talked a little bit about, you know, the woes that they were experiencing within their relationship and, you know, what she was looking for in relationship without going too deep in what was going on specifically with them. So I thought that was quite interesting that you brought her name up. But we also have some other amazing guests. We have Jalen and Phelan, and we have Ernestine and Jay Morrison on the show. And it's just really dealing with different layers of commitment. We also have Arena and Jamie Tyler from Love and Marriage DC on there as well. So we get to see different aspects of commitment as it plays out within the dynamic of their relationship.
So do y'all, is it always just couples, or like, do y'all do like different perspective?
It's different perspective. So for this one, I wanted to bring couples on just because my belief is that if they're in a relationship or in a marriage and they have experienced some level of commitment, right? So I purposely brought on couples because they have more experience in that particular area, but no, it just depends on what the topic is. Most of the ministry shows have singles. It's single people. Mm-hmm. But I was just trying to, most times it is single, every now, because I'm single. So typically when I have the shows with married couples, I'll bring on an expert that is married or have some knowledge in that area because I can't speak to it. Yeah, but majority of the shows are focused on single people, for sure.
Well, great couples on the show tonight. I definitely am a fan. I'm a friend of Fallon's. I love her. And Jay and his wife are amazing people. Like, all good guests. I cannot wait to see this. Chanel, thank you so much for joining our queen. And make sure you check out Ministry tonight, right after Cocktails with Queens. That's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you support this sister in this amazing show. It's the type of shows that we need to be having to have better relationships. Thank you so much. Once again, we'll be right back with a quick commercial break. And please tell Zelly we wish her, we all going to pray for her. We all pray for that lady.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Let's get right back into the hot topics. All right, ladies, pastor and gospel artist Dr. Juanita Bynum is under fire for charging almost $1,500 to teach people how to pray. The four-week intensive prayer course is called the Prayer Institute, and the package includes the following: 2-hour intensive, 7 sessions, Q&A at the end of each intensive, the Prayer Institute tote bag, the Prayer Institute binder, exclusive Prayer Institute journal, the Prayer Institute certificate, mantling of a full prayer shawl by Dr. Bynum, and you can get all that for $1,500. You also get sacred anointing oil. What are your thoughts on Juanita Bynum's prayer course? Lisa Ray, let's start with you. What do you think about this? You want to go half on this? Me and you, I need to learn how to pray better.
Lisa Ray is looking. Look how she's looking.
I have a wonderful pastor, which is Pastor Torrey Roberts, and he didn't charge me a thing to show me how to pray.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think that if you fellowship in the way that God intended you to do, you should be able to do that for free with your fellow mates, whether they're classmates, whether they're your significant other, your sister friends, your queens, or your guy friends. God knows when you speak, and it's called prayer, however you talk to him.
That part. So
I understand the job behind, you know, pastors and you know, religious figures, you know what I mean, that take their time to be able to coach someone. I understand that, you know, time costs, you know. But when you're doing the Lord's work, I just, you know, it's such a thin line, you know, between that. I mean, isn't she a member of a church and they pay their tithes? Shouldn't they be able to come there and pray? I mean,
double dipping. Selena, what you think? Is this double dipping?
That's what I was going to say, girl. Like, when we pay that $14.99, do we get the discount on tithing? Like, it's just the fool. Look here. Are you trying to say now that the Lord's Prayer is out of style? Are you trying to say, I mean, because everybody knows the Lord's Prayer, and it pretty much covers all bases. Sis, in Psalms, it's a whole book teaching you how to pray. I just think it's trash. It's outrageous. It's trash. It's giving Tammy Faye Baker. It's doing the most. And I know you see other people, you know, using it for like, oh, how to start a business, how to do that, and speaking engagement. But it's not the same thing. You know, prayer and praying is free. Come on.
I heard that. Vivica, what you think? Look at her face.
The silence.
I'm just tired of these folks putting a cash register on the church. It's why a lot of people are losing faith in going to church. And it makes it sad to me that, you know, folks are really putting a cash register on the church. It's sad.
I think it's sad that she's charging so much. So I want to give you guys the half off for $750. I can teach you Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as in heaven. I got you. And I got a little remix. So I got that.
Hallowed be thy name.
I'm just like,
good God, good eat. Good God, let's eat.
$750 for mine.
Jesus.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Amen.
We're going to commercial break and she going somewhere else. We're going to be right back.
And gasoline draws, honey.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Now, listen, our hair is looking fabulous, so we don't need this, but the popular clothing brand Shein is selling, get this, ladies, Afro buns for $5, but they call them short, curly, synthetic hair buns. There you go. Oh, they got it on a white girl. Is this cultural appropriation? Vivica, we got to go to you first because you in the hair business. You got your line. Can you believe this?
No, y'all better come on over to VivicaFoxHair.com and get you some good hair, okay? Trust and believe that, okay? Really? Now they selling the Afro puffs? Okay, so let's just look at the foundation of that. Look at the foundation of that. It was real straight, and all of a sudden, she got kinked. Nope, don't do it. Come on over to VivicaFoxHair.com. Get you some good hair, baby. Y'all see my posting, okay?
Can we show the picture again? Lisa Ray, would you buy this?
I mean, well, you know,
can,
right? No,
but I'm just so sick of them trying to get our people over to their side. It's like, do y'all thing, quit trying to take our stuff. You just, it's too much.
Can we see the picture one more again? Look at that.
Oh, girl,
don't even look right on her.
You don't even look right. Anyway, moving on, girl.
Selena, would you?
First of all, the picture looked like they stole the picture. She was really modeling that necklace, and then they threw that puff on. And then they threw that puff. Look, they be doing this all the time on Amazon, girl. I don't know how many dashikis I done seen in white people, child. It'd be so many black power shirts and white people. I don't know why they do this. If you're going to try to sell an Afro puff, just use black models. It's okay. You want that audience, you got to use the people. It's very simple. Why would you take that girl out that wedding catalog photo and throw that pump?
All right, ladies, before we go, let's play a game of this or that because I'm off that bun. That bun was whack as hell. All right, the rules are simple. I will ask you a question and you'll choose one of the two options. Are y'all ready to play this or that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we got to keep our answers quick. We only have 2 minutes of the show. Would you rather date someone who is rich and famous or rich and unknown?
Rich and unknown.
Unanimous.
Okay. Would you rather drink wine or cocktails?
Wine.
Cocktail.
Wine. Would you rather use ketchup or ranch dressing? Ooh, ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ranch dressing.
Okay. Both.
Would you rather role play or get straight to the point in the bedroom? Role play. Yes. Would you rather win the lottery or land your dream job?
Lottery. Do my dream job.
That's right. Would you rather have sex in public or at home?
Home. At the crib.
No.
Public is fun sometimes. Have y'all ever done it on an elevator?
Yeah.
It would just seem like it could get
dizzy. Little leading up to something, but the actual act.
A lot of anxiety. Would you rather clean your kitchen while you cook or clean at the end? Oh, I clean while I'm cooking.
I cook too.
All right, ladies, that was fun. We want to thank.
Wait a minute. Wait. Vivica, you said you like to clean when you cook.
Yes. Don't forget, I make tacos. Don't you forget, I didn't add tacos to the bundle. Stop it. Don't forget.
Not calling the people out.
Thank you. We want to thank Chanel Scott for joining us. And thank you for watching us on YouTube. Y'all got to stick around for Chemistry and, support that show. So, Vivica, you don't really cook that much?
No, ma'am. I order fantastically.
I know that's right.
Darling, you forget that, darling.
Okay, I order fantastically. Yes.
That was so Hollywood A-list starlet. I cannot be mad at you, Vivica. You don't earn the right to be like that. So it's all good. Ladies, beautiful show. Thank you so much.
You made it. Checked out of office to check into the sweet views of this place where the kids aren't asking for the Wi-Fi.
Mom, can we go to the pool?
And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it. Your favorite band's about to play a sold-out show. You got in.
Over here.
With a friend. And found a spot close enough to see the set list. They're definitely playing your song. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.